What's happening, guys? Welcome back. Better late than never. Let's do a quick breakdown of Aljamain Sterling versus Sean O'Malley for the UFC bantamweight title. This one's going down UFC 292 tomorrow. I think this fight's intriguing in several ways, but at the same time, pretty cut and dry, at least in my opinion. All right, so let's get into it. All right, starting with Aljamain Sterling, he stands at 5'7", 71 inch reach. He's 34 years old right now. He's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu under Matt Serra, NCAA Division III wrestler, mixed martial arts record 23 wins, 3 losses, 3 wins via knockout, 8 wins via submission. Aljamain Sterling is the current UFC bantamweight champion. He holds several records and he's in discussion as being the greatest bantamweight of all time. What Aljamain Sterling does well, he's fantastic at controlling guys on the ground. He has a pretty stellar ground game. Back control is his bread and butter. Let's just say when Aljo has your back, it's not good for you. His striking game has evolved through the years, definitely has improved as a striker as far as like diversity on the feet, general technique. If he did have a weakness, I probably would say it's the striking realm. Still doesn't look completely polished. A lot of his success on the feet has to do with his imposing ground game, similar to, let's say, like a Khabib. Of course, Khabib is more wrestling based. Aljo's more Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu based overall, but the same concept applies. Guys are so worried about Aljo getting a hold of them, dragging them to the mat, implementing his BJJ game, that it affects their striking and it makes Aljo more effective on the feet as a result. But the striking area is definitely a realm that Sean O'Malley could exploit because he is 100% a way better striker than Aljamain Sterling. Perfect segue into Sean O'Malley. Sugar Sean O'Malley, or as Aljamain Sterling likes to call him, high fructose corn syrup O'Malley, stands at 5'11", he's tall for the division, 72 inch reach, 28 years old, mixed martial arts record 16 wins, 1 loss, 1 no contest. 11 wins via KO/TKO, very telling of his style and where he's most dangerous at. But I do think O'Malley's ground game is improving. He for sure works at it. What can I say about Sean O'Malley's style? I mean, I think the guy is one of the best strikers in the UFC. Extremely comfortable on the feet. He's slick. He has great setups. Very skilled. He can switch stances. Very diverse standing. Could pretty much throw anything at you. Great spinning back kicks. Great 1-2. Great jab. I really like O'Malley's footwork, and that's going to help him in his fight against Aljamain Sterling. Let's just talk about the matchup itself. All right, clear path to victory for Aljamain Sterling. This one's black and white to me. Get the fight to the mat. Because I don't think Sean O'Malley can handle Aljamain Sterling on the mat. Conversely, I 100% give the striking advantage to Sean O'Malley. Now here's the thing. Is Sean O'Malley going to be able to stuff takedowns, avoid the takedowns with great footwork, not get cornered, get his back against the cage? Is he going to be able to do that the whole fight? I don't think so. If he could do that, I would be shocked. I think at some point, Aljamain Sterling is going to get a hold of him and get him down to the mat and work his game. If Sean O'Malley could somehow keep this fight on the feet and really fully implement his game and style standing without altering his striking game, worried about being taken down, I think he's going to piece Aljo up. There is a possibility that he knocks Aljamain Sterling out. But when you have a predominantly striker versus a grappler, in my honest opinion, I got money on the grappler. Historically, I feel like the grappler is going to win that engagement most of the time. It's easier to take somebody down than to knock somebody out, in my opinion. If Aljamain Sterling is able to close the distance, get his hands around Sean O'Malley, he's taking him down. I don't see Aljamain Sterling winning the striking exchanges on the feet unless Aljamain Sterling's ground game gets to O'Malley's head. Then I can see him having success. But skill for skill, striking for striking, I mean, O'Malley should piece him up. Aljo likes to throw front kicks, front push kicks. He does utilize a jab. He does bob and weave, gets under punches to get a body lock or single leg to initiate a takedown. I don't think it would be smart of him to sit on the outside and try to spam front kicks with Sean O'Malley. I think Sean will have an answer for that. And the longer this fight stays on the feet, especially if O'Malley's confident of not being taken down or getting back up, it's not going to be great for Aljo. But if I were Aljo, I would engage Sean O'Malley on the feet just enough to get him to bite, get him to commit to striking, get under those strikes, secure a takedown, and work his ground game the safe route. I think that's the easiest path to victory for Aljamain Sterling. He has to cut off the cage, not chase, because if he chases, O'Malley's just going to dance around and pick him apart. So yeah, cut him off, get his back against the cage. Even if you get into like clinch situations, I think Aljo would have success there because I think he's going to be the stronger fighter. Sean O'Malley has to keep his back off the cage. Use great footwork. Don't let Aljo get a hold of him. Use long range attacks. Be patient. Use his jab. Occasionally throw a 1-2 if you think the straight's going to land. I wouldn't advise throwing low kicks or spinning body kicks for that matter, because if he misses, Aljo could get a hold of him. If there's a takedown situation initiated by Aljo, Sean O'Malley cannot accept the takedown. He has to scramble, turn his hips. Don't get his back and hips flat against the mat because he's not going to get up. I think if Aljo gets Sean O'Malley's back, he could very well finish him. Cardio is going to be pretty even to me. I don't see either of these guys gassing out. Ultimately, who am I picking to win this fight? Well, I'm going to say Sean O'Malley could win this fight. I'm going to say 60-40 Aljo based off of the style matchup. This is pretty much a striker versus grappler. My money's usually on the grappler. I think Aljo has the style to kind of negate what Sean O'Malley does and get the W. Probable that Aljo finishes O'Malley via submission, maybe a rear naked choke. And if Sean O'Malley wins, it's possible that he stops Aljamain Sterling via KO. Aljamain Sterling's tough. It could also be a decision win, but only if he could stuff takedowns, avoid takedowns altogether with footwork, and pop back up if he does get taken down. Tall order, I'm still picking Aljo, 60-40. You guys let me know in the comment section who wins this fight. I think it's intriguing, it's exciting, almost like a throwback fight, striker versus grappler. Eager to read your thoughts and picks. Thanks for watching the segment, guys. If you enjoy the content, first time at the channel, consider hitting that subscribe button. Thanks so much, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Enjoy the fight. We'll come back and talk about it after it goes down as usual. Take care, guys.